Jacka News, you need to know. Now.
Pretoria and Polokwane 27, Johannesburg 25.
Let's have a look at what is happening in your traffic. Slow moving traffic due to a truck accident. It happened on the N12 East in Boksburg. Luckily, all lanes are open, and that happened on the R21 interchange.
The United States has officially cut the USAID funding for HIV organizations in South Africa. The US government notified the affected organizations, as Cliff Schickel reports.
The U.S. Agency for International Development, USAID, has been at the center of the diplomatic spat between Washington and Pretoria. In the letter, the U.S. said the funding is not aligned with the agency's priorities and that continuing the program is not in the U.S. national interest. The organizations were ordered to immediately cease all activities. The U.S. President's Emergency Plan for AIDS Relief, PEPFAR, contributes 17% to South Africa's $44.4 billion budget for combating HIV and AIDS. Cliff Schickel, Jacaranda FM News.
President Cyril Ramaphosa has meanwhile reiterated plans to engage U.S. President Donald Trump are not on the cards. Ramaphosa says he's also in no rush to respond to recent accusations. Earlier this month, Trump cited concerns over land expropriation. Anasasi Mahobo has more.
Shortly after Trump's election, Ramaphosa spoke to him in what he described as a warm and constructive call. The two leaders discussed trade, Trump's love for golf, and a possible state visit ahead of the G20 summit in November. However, since then, relations have soured, with Trump acting on what Ramaphosa says are misleading reports. Still, he remained focused on the bigger picture. He insists diplomacy, not knee-jerk reactions, is the best way forward, especially as South Africa and the U.S. prepare to work together on the G20. Anastasia Mokgobu for Jacaranda FM News.
The Northwest Premier says government will expand a program which aims to provide two meals per day to school children in a bid to alleviate the effects of poverty. Premier Lazarus Mahotsi has also invited non-profit organizations in the province to join a new poverty alleviation initiative to be launched in the new financial year. He delivered his State of the Province address today. Is artificial intelligence a possible villain in South Africa's job crisis, or could it be the answer to the country's unemployment crisis? The country's national unemployment rate stood at 32.1% in the third quarter of last year. Researcher at ICT Africa, Roland Banya, says AI should not be feared.
The internet is a general purpose technology, right? The internet is used for everything. There's no sector that doesn't use the internet. So AI needs to be considered in that way.
Jacaranda FM looked at the impact of artificial intelligence on the job markets in South Africa. To view this story, go to our website, jacarandafm.com, and click on news. And we end off in Japan, where births hit another record low in 2024, falling for the ninth straight year. This as young people delay marriage while the elderly population rises. The numbers highlight the dramatic demographic challenges facing the world's fourth biggest economy. I'm Chanel Sotemba. More news at 4.
Bye bye, dankie Chanel. Maar nou moet ek vir jou vra voordat jy gaan dou. Chanel sê nou hierso, sy het nie 'n curfew gehad en toe sê ek getting grounded. Ek lieg. My gatvelle was rou gewees. What do you enjoy about being an adult?
I'm thinking on the spot here. I think the freedom to do what you want to do when you want to do things. That's just what I think.
Mine is the bulls.
Yours the bulls?
Yeah.
Do you like
it? No, I said mine is the bulls. I don't like the bulls.
You don't like the bulls?
Mm-mm.
So ask me that question.
I like the bulls, but I don't like the bulls.
The bulls.
Yeah.
30 minutes of more music you love. Love. With Tabiso Kambule. Turn it up on Jacaranda FM.
Baby, if